Our text for this morning's meditation and application to your daily faith life is found recorded Genesis 33, verses 1 through 8. Now Jacob lifted his eyes and looked, and there Esau was coming, and with him were 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two maidservants. And he put the maidservants and their children in front, Leah and her children behind, and Rachel and Joseph last. And he crossed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother. But Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted his eyes and saw the women and children and said, "Who are those with you?" So he said, "The children whom God has graciously given your servant." And the maidservants came near, they and their children, and bowed down. And Leah also came near with her children, and they bowed down. Afterward, Joseph and Rachel came near, and they bowed down. Then Esau said, "What do you mean by all this company which I met?" And Jacob said, "These are to find favor in the sight of my Lord." In Christ Jesus, dear fellow students of the Word, fellow redeemed in Christ, the wrestling match with the Lord is over. The sun has risen, and Jacob, now limping, leads his entire family to meet his estranged brother, Esau. The dust to the south indicates that Esau is coming with his 400 men. So picture this dramatic scene. Two men, 90 years old, brothers, twins, who haven't seen each other for over 20 years, leading two large groups of people, now coming to meet each other. Jacob steps forward first, takes a few steps, falls to the ground on his knees, with his face to the ground. Gets up, walks two more steps, falls down again. He does this seven times as he approaches his brother. Now, even though Jacob knew from the Lord that the older brother would serve the younger, which was him, he didn't show that. He showed respect. He repeatedly, in this event, called himself servant and called his brother Esau Lord. Great respect, he comes to his brother. If in the past Esau had seen arrogance and pride in his brother's heart, a man who tried to deceive and lie to get his blessing, he saw none of that now. Only a heart of repentance, love, and respect. Now, we don't know if Esau started out going to see his brother still filled with a heart of hatred and arrogance and vengefulness, or if he already had forgiven his brother, or if, as he was coming, he saw Jacob's humble response and that melted away his anger. What we do see is a remarkable scene. Bitter, vengeful Esau, who had sworn, "I'm going to kill my brother as soon as my dad dies," now throws his arm around his brother, hugs him, kisses him in forgiving love. And both of the men begin to weep after years of separation. What an amazing God-worked change in the hearts of both of these brothers. Anger, revenge, distrust, fear, anxiety, all melt away and are gone. Amazing. So does this lesson remind you of another scripture reference? How about one of Jesus' parables? The prodigal son? In this case, Esau is the father figure. He's the one who sees his prodigal brother and in forgiving love, runs up to him, hugs him, kisses him, and weeps. And Jacob is the prodigal son who confesses his sins and his unworthiness. This is true brotherly love. Unexpected grace, undeserved, unearned, one-way love. And you know, that's the story of every one of us, of our Heavenly Father. We too have treated our brothers and sisters with contempt, deceit, selfishness, arrogance, thoughts of revenge, at times bullying them, making fun of them, teasing them, making their life miserable, not loving them as our Savior loves us. When the Holy Spirit, though, convicts us of these sins, we too will turn to them with a contrite heart. Now, we may not bow down 7 times on our face and our knees before our fellow brothers and sisters, but we will humbly confess our sins of deceit and pride, lovelessness, selfishness toward our brothers and sisters. We're showing a heart of godly repentance, sorrow, love, and respect to each other. And prayerfully, our brothers and sisters will be moved to forgive us even as they are forgiven. And how does Jesus respond? Remarkably, he always responds with these comforting words: "Son, daughter, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." Amazing grace. Amazing undeserved love from our Heavenly Father through His Son, our Savior, Jesus. Jesus paid for all of our sins in full when He declared on the cross those little words, "It is finished." All that needed to be done to earn our salvation was now accomplished. Accomplished with His atoning sacrifice, with His shed blood, and when He is resurrected, that assures us that our Father accepted His sacrifice and declares you and me to be justified, declared not guilty, righteous in His sight. After this episode, Jacob and Esau departed, went their separate ways, but even though they were separate, they were united. We see that some years later, when their father Isaac died, they came together to bury him. We conclude from this that their reconciliation was not only genuine from the heart, but it was permanent. Praise be to Jesus. Amen. Let's sing hymn 232.